Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Eruchin, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, six lines up from the foot of the page, Amar Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rabbi Yosi Berubun, Sarach Laim Echala Al Kol, Trum Al Kol, Lashem, Ve Shem Hamiyuchad. Rabbi Yosi Berubun says that when a person separates Chala, he must say that it's for his entire dough. The same applies to when he separates Truma. He must also say a Bochot Hashem when separating each of them. Minayin shalei asa v'lei klum ad shishayim miksas, Talmud loyma meirishis v'lei koreishis. The Gemara asks him, where does it know that if he said that all of his dough is chala or all of his threshing floor is truma, that it's not valid and you have to leave at least part that is not chala or truma? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perk Tezvov Pasuk Chof Aleph, from the beginning of your doughs, and it says in Dvarim Perk Yitres Pasuk Dalet, the beginning of your grain, meaning in both these cases it means but not all of them. Minayim shu over ba'asei, from where do we know the person who rubs Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim has negated a positive mitzvah? That's from the Mishnah earlier. Reb Lazar b'shem Reb Simai lo nasati memenu lameis man an kaimin im la'vi lo yorin v'tachrichim d'rashu asa l'chai l'chai hu asa l'kol shekein lameis. And Reb Lazar, quoting Reb Simai, answers that the Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Chof Vav Pasuk Yedalad, I didn't give from it for the dead. What's the case? If he's declaring that he didn't buy a coffin and burial shrouds of Ma'aseh Sheni money, well, even for the living it would be prohibited since it's not for consumption. Rather, what is permitted for the living but prohibited to do with a corpse, that is rubbing oils. Rav Huna bar Acha b'shem Rav Alexandra bore a kamagodol koichem shel oisei mitzvah shekol hashkofa shebeteira arura v'zeh v'loshen bracha. Rav Huna bar Acha, quoting Rav Alexandra, said, come and see how great is the power of those that perform a mitzvah. When one performs biur on his tithes, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chof Vav, Pasuk Tezvav, look down, Hashkifa, look down from your holy dwelling and bless. And every other time the Torah uses the word Hashkifa, it refers to a curse, and here it refers to a blessing. Am Rav Yosi ben Chanina v'lai oida l'shekosav boi hayoim hazeh. Should say ba'dein yoima. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says not only that, but written after it in Pasuk Tezayin is on this day. It means you will receive a blessing every day as this day and be given all the needs of that day. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Pasach Ba Avoy Begvorois Hashem Elohim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Ayin Aleph Pasuk Tezayin, I shall come with the mighty deeds of Hashem Elohim. Ksiv Ela Shnei Bnei Yitzah Ha'imdim Al Adon Kol Ha'aretz. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Yud Dalad, and he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand before the Master of the entire world. Reyavo Oma is Palgun, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shem Ben Lokesh, Chad Omao, it should say the following, Elu Shehen Boim Betunya, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vachona Oma, Elu Shehen Boim Mikoich HaMitzvah, Zemas and Toivim, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reyavo said that Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shem, and Rabbi Shem Ben Lokesh disagreed. One said it refers to those that come cleverly to negate a bad decree of Hashem in the merit of our forefathers. The others said that it's those that come with the strength of mitzvahs and good deeds of their own before Hashem. Rav Havale Kitan Velakas Shal Rav Chia Ruba Mau Michus Tsefa Umagbala Admei Bezera Kitan. Rav's flax was attacked by worms. He asked Rav Chia the Great, who was his uncle, if he should slaughter a certain bird and mix its blood with the flaxseed, and when the worm will smell the blood, it will die. How could he do this if the Torah requires him to cover the blood of a slaughtered bird? Amalei Nevela. Rav Chia told him that he must kill the bird without slaughtering it, thereby avoiding the need to cover the blood. V'lamalei Amalei Trefer. Why didn't Rav Chia tell him to make it a trefer, to injure it in a way where it would have died anyway in the next year, in order to avoid the obligation to cover the blood? Begein Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Amal Trefer Chayeves B'Kisui. The answer is because Rabbi Meir says that a trefer requires its blood to be covered. Lekein Amar Rabbi Ami, Mishem Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Mesha'alu min ha'goyla, Leirakas Pishtan, V'lehechmetz Yayin, V'nosno Ineim, B'schus, Rabbi Chia Gogol, Obonov, V'rav. The Gemara says, didn't Rabbi Ami say in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish that when the Jews came back from the exile of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, their flax wasn't plagued, and their wine didn't sour, and they ascribed it to the merit of Rabbi Chia the Great and his sons? Meaning that since Rav was Rabbi Chia's nephew, how could Rav's flax become plagued? And the Gemara says, Ka'ador, it's like the Pasuk, Shomu, Eli, Abir Elev, Hochoikim, Mistoka. It's like the following discussion where the Pasuk says in Yeshaya,
in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, listen to me, O mighty of heart, that are distant from Stoka. יבואו אמר אספלגון וביוחן ובשמן לוקש חד אומר שכל באי אוילם בואים בסטוקה ואילו בואים בזויה, ואחרון אמר שכל טויבוס ונחמוס הבויס לאוילם וזכוסם והן אין נהנם מהן כלום. ויבואו, said that Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish disagreed over the meaning of the pasuk. One says that the entire world is sustained in the staka, and these tzaddikim come with their own merits that earns their sustenance. The other said that all of the goodness and comforts that come to the world are in their merit, but they themselves don't take any of it. Kegoin Mazutra Dematzli al Charinin umisani v'al nafshei lemisani. An example is Mazutra, who prayed for others and fasted for them, but for himself he didn't. Tani lemachlokes nitnu divrei Rabbi Yosi, should say. Yosi says in the Bais, so that the cities of the Levim were given to them to divide up. Therefore, the Levim are able to recite the Vidui since they have a portion of the land. Rabbi Meir should say, Oimeh, Leveis Dira Ninu. Meir says they were only given for inhabiting, so the Levim are not able to recite the Vidui since they have no portion in the land. Asya de Biuda, Kurbi Yosi, Vidu Meir Kadate. The Taninan, Malais Hayu, Sechar Levim Dira Biuda. Rabbi Meir should say, Oimeh, Lehoyu, Malais Lahem Sechar. Yehuda says in the following Mishnah, Yehuda in the following Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Meir follows his own opinion, because the Mishnah teaches in Maseches Machleis, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Levim would be paid to rent out rooms for those that came to visit, and Rabbi Meir says they would not be paid.